Hello, friends. Today we are tackling one of the most common frustrations I hear from people about their Facebook groups, which is people don't respond to my content. People don't want to engage in my content. How do I get people to actually talk to me and engage on my content, right? And I get that struggle. I get that frustration. And so I'm going to talk to you about how to create pieces of content that people will actually respond to, because it's actually really simple. And you might be listening to this episode and just having this moment of like, oh my gosh, how could it possibly be this simple? Like, I've just been missing this like one thing. Like, first of all, don't beat yourself up. Give yourself some grace if you have been missing this thing and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so stupid for missing this thing. It's okay. We all have our blind spots, and that's what we're here for. We're here to learn about the things that we are just like blind to, or we just don't know because no one ever told us, right? So it may be super simple, but I don't want you to feel like that means that you're like a bad person or you're terrible at content or whatever. It's fine. Trust me, it's fine. But we're going to talk about, there's three things that go into every piece of content that I create in some form or fashion. Three little things. And these three things are going to make all the difference and get people to actually engage and respond and love your content. So let's get into these three super simple things that you can start doing right now. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. I know God has put a dream on your heart to build a thriving community, to serve your audience and build deep connections with them. I know you're thinking that a Facebook group could be the way forward, but you're afraid. What if nobody joins? What if people don't care about what you have to say? What if you put in all of this time and effort to create something that falls flat on its face? I have been right there, and I felt all of that so deeply. There was a time that I abandoned my Facebook group for 4 months because I didn't think it was working. But I listened to God. I got clear on His vision. And in less than a year, I have a beautiful community that's so much better than anything I could have hoped for. So wherever you are on your Facebook group journey, if you haven't started yet, if you just started but don't know what to do next, or if you've been at it a while but it just isn't working, God sees you. I see you. And I want you to know that there is a hope and a future for you. I want you to say it with me. I am done being too scared to start my group. I am done feeling like my content isn't good enough. I believe that my community is needed, and I am ready to create an engaged Facebook group. I want you to say yes to that dream on your heart. I want you to go right now to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations and say yes to yourself. And I'm going to be right there with you to walk through this journey to creating a beautiful online community. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. Let's do this together. All right. Let's dive into these three simple things that are going to make your post amazing. All right. This is three steps. There are three things that need to be in every single post. And it is, I'm going to tell you them all, and then we're going to dig into them. It is a hook, a value, and a CTA. Hook, value, and CTA. This is the simple structure for every single piece of content that you ever need to create. It's going to look a little different for each piece of content, right? But this is the framework that I want you to use and I want you to have in mind when you are thinking about your content. So let's dive into each of these three things and talk a little bit about what they mean, what they look like, and how to actually execute each of them really well. So the first piece here is a hook. Hook is something that grabs people's attention, right? Like think of a fishing hook, or I think of Captain Hook, I guess, because I'm just like obsessed with like fairy tales and all of those things. But it's a hook, right? It's something that grabs onto someone and makes them stick around. It keeps them stuck and interested. So your hook in a piece of content is really just going to be that first sentence, right? Because in other pieces of content, your hook would be maybe your title of your blog post, the title of your podcast episode. It could sometimes include your graphics, although on Facebook, although graphics are important, they're less important than the text compared to something like Instagram. So your hook is just that first sentence, really, that is going to encourage people to actually stop flicking on their phone and read the thing that you have written down. So here are some examples of some bad hooks, because these are things that I see a lot of people doing. And if you're doing these, I promise that I'm not judging you and I'm not laughing at you. But if you have ever done these, please stop doing them. We're all guilty. I've done them before too. And I now don't do these things anymore. Do not ever have a hook that is something like, I want to take a little bit of time today to share my story. Or let me tell you something that I learned recently. Or something that's like, I just want to take a pause and a little minute of your time because there's something that I think is really important for you to know. What is the problem with all of these? Well, they're really vague, first of all. Like, what are you talking about? They're not really telling me anything. They're not actually telling me why I want to read this piece of content, because they're not telling me what the content is about. And the third reason that these don't work very well is that they're very self-focused rather than like reader-focused or like ideal client-focused, right? Audience-focused. You always want to remember that your content is not about you. It's not your soapbox. It's not your personal journal. It's not like your diary where you're sharing all of your thoughts and feelings. It is, you're writing content for your audience. You're curating it for them. And your hook needs to keep that in mind. So it's not a time for you to talk about your feelings and say, oh, I just have to share this thing that happened to me, or I need to get on my soapbox for a minute and tell you something. Like, nobody cares about that sentence, right? It's wasted real estate. You've been on Facebook long enough, right, that you know only the first two, maybe three lines of text are shown to you before you have to click the see more button. And if I don't read a single word in those first two lines that tells me something about what I'm going to learn from the post, I don't read the post, right? So do not waste that real estate. Your hook is the most important piece of your content. Yes, I had to pause and make sure that I believed in that sentence that I just said, because I had a moment where I was like, actually, is it the most important piece? It is. Because if you don't have a good hook, people won't even read the rest of your content, right? So there's so much that needs to go into your hook. So what should a hook be? It should tell someone what your content is about. You don't have to give away the whole story, but give them some information about, like, you know, three hacks for, you know, creating better Facebook content, or, you know, are like the one mistake I see moms making every single day in their kitchen, or something like that, right? Like, I want you to think about that hook, even in your content. I want you to think about it like a title. Like, if you were writing a blog post, what would the title of this piece of content be? Right? Your hook for your social media posts should be the same, because chances are 90% of the time, that's the only sentence people will read. And they need to know if it's worth clicking see more to read the whole post. So think about your hook like a title and use it like a title, right? Give people that introductory sentence. Sometimes your hook could be something longer. Like if you're going for, you know, a storytelling post, it doesn't need to be like a title. in that format, you could have something that is, you know, like, I remember the time where I almost gave up my business, dot, dot, dot. That's a very intriguing sentence that makes me want to go, oh, you almost gave up your business? Like, tell me more, you know? So your hook either needs to be, either needs to tell people a little bit about the post in that title format, or it needs to be intriguing, right? Give people a sentence or two that kind of captures their attention in a way that makes them go, oh, I'm interested. I want to know more about this story or about this topic. Like, you got my attention. I'm curious. You can ask a question as a hook. That's often a really good way to do it as well. There's lots of different ways. There's no single right way to have a hook. You just have to have it be a sentence that makes someone want to stop and read it. So when you're writing your content, I always do the hook. I normally do the hook last. I normally write my piece of content and then go back and add a first sentence depending on how I'm feeling. Sometimes it just flows and I have a really strong first sentence from the beginning. But if you're not sure what that opening sentence should be, it's okay to write the rest of the content and then come back and add that sentence in after you're done writing your content. That's totally okay to do. But yeah, you need it to be something that makes people want to read more. Otherwise, the rest of your amazing content just doesn't get seen. And that's a real darn shame because you've got a lot of good things to share with people. So hook is the first step to creating a Facebook post people will actually respond to. Step number one, actually get people to read the post. They can't respond to it if they haven't even read it. Step two here is the value. So this is what your post actually contains. Now, content, valuable content is really anything that informs, entertains, or inspires people. Those are, like, generally speaking, the three categories of content. There's a lot of nuances in there, but almost every single piece of content can fit into one of those three categories. It's informing people of something, it's entertaining them in some way, or it's something that's inspirational and encouraging, right? So how you write your post, you can write it in a lot of different ways. You can include, you know, tips and tricks. I don't love tips and tricks posts for content. I feel like people are a little bit over them. It feels like they're kind of done and dusted, and people can Google things if they want to learn a piece of information. So I much prefer content that falls into the other two categories. It's either entertaining, you're telling an interesting story, maybe you want to make people laugh, maybe you're just sharing something that's just really interesting that people are entertained by, right? Entertainment doesn't always mean laughter and comedy. I think sometimes we think we have that association, but entertains is just something that is occupying them in a positive way for a short period of time, right? So this could be a variety of things. It could be, you know, sharing something insightful about your, you know, area of expertise, which would be a little bit of informing and entertaining, right? It could be a funny, lighthearted story if that's your style and that's something that you want to share. It could be a really vulnerable story where you're sharing a moment of hardship and how you overcame it, or something that helped you overcome that moment of hardship or vulnerability or whatever it is. Those are really powerful posts that you can do as well. There's a lot of things that you can do for value. Like, that would be a whole separate episode. Maybe we'll do a whole separate episode on the different types of value posts that you can do. There's so much that goes into it. One of my favorite methods of value posts is storytelling, right? This is the method of basically, it is what it says on the tin. It's telling a story in your piece of content. And there's a specific framework that that I go through in order to write a story post, just to make sure that it's, you know, actually a story post and that it's being told in the most effective way possible. And I'm actually going to be doing a workshop inside of my course on storytelling in a couple weeks' time. Let me grab the date for you so that you know when that's happening. The storytelling workshop is going to be happening on the 17th of April, so just a couple weeks away. So if you're super curious about learning about Facebook groups from me, but also you want to get into a bonus storytelling workshop where you're going to learn how to create a really powerful story post for your Facebook group, for selling your offers, for getting people into your Facebook group, for building relationships, like the possibilities for using story posts are endless. And it's one of the content methods that I see making such a tangible difference in people's lives and their businesses when they actually use it. Like, I've had previous clients of mine say that they've posted stories and they've had the most engagement that they've ever had on their comment, like on their posts before. I think that, what was it? One of my clients said that she got over 100 likes compared to like 30 likes that she would normally get when she used story-based content instead of like regular content. So it is powerful, powerful stuff. And I'm going to teach you inside of this workshop, inside Facebook Group Foundation. So if you're curious about getting in on that workshop to learn about value content, about storytelling, make sure that you join Facebook Group Foundations before the 17th of April so that you can get in on joining us in that workshop. So anyway, just a little side chat about storytelling, but I'm very passionate about that method of content for Facebook groups in general, but any type of social media that you're on, it will work on literally every platform. It's the best type of content that you can create. All right, I'm going to get off of my storytelling soapbox and back to the focus of this episode, which is how to create posts that people actually respond to. So we've gone through a hook. We've gone through value. And the final piece of the puzzle is your CTA. Now, I almost said that the CTA is the most important part, but then I changed my mind and said that it was the hook. So your CTA is the second most important part of your content, because one, if people don't read your content, they're obviously not going to respond. But your CTA, which is a call to action, if you are not familiar with that abbreviation, will tell people to actually respond. And here's a funny little thing about human psychology is we don't do things that we're not told to do, especially online. Like, people don't buy things unless they're told to buy them. That's why marketing exists. People will not respond to Facebook posts if they're not told to. That's why CTAs exist. So chances are, if people are not responding to your content, it's because you're actually not giving them an opportunity to, by asking them to respond or inviting them into the conversation. I can't tell you the number of times I still see people making this mistake. Like, I see so many pieces of content every single day where the person is writing a post and they're just saying the things that they want to say. And then it just ends. Or it just says, I hope this blessed you today. Or I just wanted to share what was on my mind. Or they, you know, they just end it. And they're not inviting anyone into a conversation. So why is anyone going to have a conversation with you if you're not inviting them into that conversation? They might read that post and think, oh, this is just for me to read and not respond to, right? What if you asked a question at the end? What if I had my piece of content that said, you know, the biggest mistake that moms are making in the kitchen this week, and then I write this story post about how, I don't know, let's make it up because I don't know the biggest mistake moms are making. Let's pretend the biggest mistake that they're making is that they're not planning out their meals for the week, right? I don't know. Let's just pretend that that's the case for now. And I write this beautiful story post about how I used to have very chaotic dinners and I never really knew what was going to go on the table each night. And it was always chaotic and exhausting. And I hated dinner time. And then I started planning my meals out for the week. And all of a sudden dinners were easy and breezy and wonderful. And everything was just peaceful and fun and all these things. And it was because, you know, I started meal planning or whatever, right? So I write this beautiful post. Now, if I just end it, and I'm reading this post, it's like, oh, okay, I read this piece of content. Cool. Maybe I'll respond if I feel really inclined to. But chances are I'm not going to. And versus at the end of the post, if I have a call to action, and that call to action is a question, something like, have you ever planned your meals before? If not, what's stopping you? Just like a simple question like that, right? And so maybe I'm thinking, I don't plan my meals out because I'm just not organized enough. Like, I don't know. And so now that I have an answer to that question, and so I can go to the comment and say, such a cool post. I don't ever plan my meals out because I'm just not organized. I don't know what I want to eat for dinner each night. I don't know, whatever's on my mind, right? Asking a question invites people into the conversation with you, and they're more likely to respond to your piece of content. They're going to read it. They're going to respond. They're going to answer that question, maybe ask a question. Your call to action can be a lot of different things, but you have to actually invite people to take an action, take a response, to do something at the end of your piece of content. Otherwise, they're just not going to. They're just going to keep on scrolling and move on with their life. So If engagement is the goal, your call to action is going to invite people to leave a comment, to ask a question, to answer a question that you've asked, something like that. If your piece of content is sales or promotional, then your call to action should be something like, you know, go read this blog post or go sign up for this thing or join us in the workshop, visit this, you know, visit our website, whatever it is. You need to tell people what you want them to do at the end of your post. Otherwise, they just don't want to. They cannot read your mind. They do not know what you want them to do. You could have a whole promotional post that's talking about your offer. Like, I could write an entire post about how amazing Facebook Group Foundations is, and I could share all the testimonials and all the wins, and I could share, you know, all the things that you're going to learn. But if I don't come to the end of the post and say, come join us inside Facebook Group Foundations, people won't. They just won't, because I haven't asked them to. I didn't give them a link. I didn't do the things, right? People are not going to go look it up on Google by themselves. If they want to join, they want to click a button, you know, put their payment information and be done. They want it to be simple, right? They're not going to go Google it and find the information for themselves. That's complicated. So you want to keep it super, super simple with your CTAs and make it as easy for your person to take that next step as possible. So we've covered a lot of things in this episode. You can tell I'm very passionate about these things because these are very simple things, but they make a huge difference to your piece of content. And if you're not doing any of these three things, go fix that right now. Go fix it this week for the next piece of content that you create for your Facebook group or for any, you know, other social media platform. Go make sure that your content has these things. Make sure it's got a hook so that people actually read it. Make sure that your post is valuable so that it's actually serving them in some way. And then make sure that you have some type of call to action at the end, so that they are invited into the next step with you, whether the next step is a conversation in the comments or to purchase something or to go visit a site or an episode or whatever it is. But make sure they know what that next step is supposed to be. Otherwise, they won't take it. I promise you, if you are consistent with these three things in your content, you will see your content start to perform better. It will just happen because these things are the backbone of everything. Every type of content that you could create, these three things are the backbone. So I want you to go and put this into practice. Go do these three things. Go test them out right now, this week, when you go to create more content, and see how it does for you. All right, have an amazing week. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.